God's plan for marriage. All scripture is inspired by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be adequate, equipped for every good work. 2 Timothy 3:16 to 17. Sophie often thanked the Lord for her husband and her marriage, but she knew her marriage was not what the Lord had ordained it to be. Sophie read every book she could find on the subject until one day she realized that the only marriage book she needed was written by the one who designed the institution himself. God's Word tells us that Scripture provides everything we need for teaching, reproof, correction, and for training in righteousness. God's Word describes God's plan for marriage. As we desire to become the wife God calls us to be and have the godly marriage He ordained, we can turn to Scripture as our guide. For example, to learn the way we should love our husbands, we can turn to 1 Corinthians 13. To learn how to forgive our husbands, we can read Matthew 6, 14 to 15, 18, verse 35, Mark 11, 25, and Ephesians 4, 32. To understand how to interact with our husbands, we can turn to Colossians 3. God wants us to apply His Word in the relationship that is most important to us, our marriage. Find God's Word that speaks to your circumstances and heart's desires, and then pray God's Word. As you study God's Word and apply it to your marriage, you will be implementing His plan for your marriage. Lord, help me to study Your Word and then pray it for my husband and apply it to our marriage. The Lord wrote this devotional, God's Plan for Marriage, through me, Tina Ilakwa, and it is published in 365 Devotional Readings for Wives, to Love and to Cherish.